Governor Sean Parnell today announced the state has asked the federal government to remove Endangered Species Act protections for the eastern population of Steller sea lions. The animals are currently listed as a threatened species, APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The eastern sea lion population has recovered, and those threats facing them have been addressed to the point that they no longer need Endangered Species Act protection.
In announcing the petition to the federal government, which was joined by the states of Washington and Oregon, Governor Parnell said taking the Steller sea lion off the list would remove what he sees as a roadblock to development in southeast Alaska.
If our petition is successful, we'll take a large swath of southeast Alaska's coastline out from under the ESA's burdensome and litigious regulatory regime.
The eastern population lives roughly east of Prince William Sound and along the Pacific coast south to California. It's increased by an average of about 3% a year since the 1970s and has been on the threatened species list since 1990. Lowell Fritz of the Alaska Science Center of the National Marine Fisheries Service says this particular population of sea lions was already the subject of a recovery plan developed by the agency in March of 2008.
This was likely to be a candidate for delisting because it had shown fairly strong, unimpeded increase over 30 years, three generations of sea lions. So it didn't seem like it was threatened with extinction any longer.
Parnell has also asked that NMFS not increase protection for the western population of Steller sea lions, which carries an endangered listing. NMFS has determined that the status of the western population is affected by commercial fishing, and it has raised the possibility of curtailing fishing activities in the western Aleutians. Fritz says the western population is very different and has had different dynamics over the last 30 years.
I don't think you can, and we haven't made the claim that just because the east has done well that that means much of anything with regard to the what should or shouldn't be done in the west.
Parnell has brought action against the federal government on many fronts since he took office, from health care to polar bears. But he says this action is the first offensive step the state has made, saying all the others were in defense of Alaska's state policies. His opponent in the November general election, Ethan Berkowitz, says Parnell is using disagreements with the federal government as a distraction.
It's easier to hurl accusations at the federal government than to take responsibilities for his own failings.
The federal government will review the Alaska, Washington, and Oregon petitions for delisting. That review will be open for public comment, and NMFS has 90 days to respond. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.